Isn't it wonderful to be encouraged and hear the messages of the gospel shared in song? You know, God gave us songs. He knows that's how he speaks to the heart. Something happens when we sing and we experience worship, and the message is brought into our soul. And that's why we have these concerts, because God can speak to us through all of these songs, as we pray he's done for you this morning. The Bible tells us this scripture in 1 John chapter 4, just an incredible scripture. And actually, I've titled this morning, just as the band, they can stay with me for a moment, the most important words ever said. The most important words ever said. When you think about that for a moment, there's been a lot of words that have been said. All the way back to the beginning of time, there have been some incredible words, life-changing words that have been said. But these words that were recorded here are words that changed everything. Not just changed everything, but transformed. Life came from these words. Beginnings came from these words. So much comes from these words. And it's these words that the Apostle John records. And he says this in 1 John 4 and 7. He says, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. And whoever does not love does not know God." And here are those most important words ever said. For God is love. There's lots of people and lots of religions that have come across our planet. And lots of things have been wrote about those gods and how people would bow down and worship them and offer sacrifices and all of those things. But there has never been a God before, and there will never be another, where his very being is shaped by love. Never. All of that, and yet our God is love. Love is the most underestimated power in our world. And it's because we underassume what it means to know that God is love and how that love works through us. The Bible goes on to say that God's love was revealed among us in this way, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And in this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. John pleads with them for a moment. He calls them beloved, as he often did. Sometimes he called them my dear children. And he said, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. And if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is, watch this, not just in us, but perfected in us. Early church tradition records that John, as he began to get frail in life and began to approach the end of his life, he got to the point where he could no longer walk anymore. And history records that the other believers would carry him around on a pallet, as they often would someone in his condition. And so there they were, like this stretcher-like thing. And John could often be heard, though his voice was frail and he could no longer walk. The words that he would whisper would be, "My beloved, love one another, love one another, love one another." And if you take a moment and you stand back and you think about John's life, if you know much about John and the history of what he wrote, disciple of Jesus who spent those 3 years with him, spent moments with him that were others' disciples didn't have. Beautiful moments. John would also be the one who would record the words, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son." John would also be the disciple who would, there at the foot of the cross with Mary, see Jesus hanging and his life being given up. which at the time, maybe he didn't realize it was for everybody, but surely in the moment he knew, this is for me. And you know, you have to think about this for a moment and why John understood the message of love and preached it until the day of his death. Think about it for a moment. You are in the presence of Jesus, like John, who John began to understand all there was to know about Jesus. And he understood that in the presence of Jesus, I am with the one who is God. God is love. And if he is God, which John knew, then he knows everything there is to know about me. Everything that I don't want anybody to know about me. Everything that I've ever done, everything that I've ever said, everything that I've ever thought, he knows it all about me. But yet he was still willing to go to a cross and die for me. And in the midst of this type of love, is you're in the presence of the one who knows all about you, but still flowing from him is like a torrent of a river unto you, and that is love. And that is what John understood, and he began to write, so God is love. And were it not for love, and the reason that I say they're the most important words, were it not for love, then you and I would not be experiencing that for God sent his only son. We would not be experiencing, I'm not gonna leave you alone, I'm gonna promise you my spirit. Were it not for love, then God could not go back and say, in the beginning, creation was made, breath was entered into our lungs, because why would God just create to create? God created because he loved, and because he is love, he wanted to share that love with his creation, you and I. So from these words, God is love, flows all that we know about our life and all that we know about history and all that we know about creation hangs on these three words, God is love. The Bible goes on to say, the power of love underestimated, that love covers a multitude of sins, that love casts out all fears, that love bears all things, that love hopes, that love believes, and that love endures. And if that is the power of love, and if God is love, then that is the most important thing that has ever been said. Whether it was in Greek when John wrote it, or in Hebrew and his audience might have heard it, or in English and we understand it today, there is no greater thing than understanding that God is love. It's the story of love, the force of power that's contrary to all that the flesh wants. The flesh craves everything that is opposite of love, self, feeding self. But love, no, love doesn't even think that way. Love thinks about the brother or sister before their own. Love goes before us and hugs people and encounters people in ways that you and I could never imagine. It's powerful. It's not only a feeling to be felt, but it's a condition of the redeemed. And that's what John says about it. He says that since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. And that if we do that, then what happens is his love is perfected in us. That God created us not to just experience his love as individuals, but to love one another. And if we were created to love, if this is what John is really saying, then that means that the language of heaven will be perfect love. There will be no greater thing to experience than God's love flowing in between people. And it's God's love that he wants to let flow through the believers here today, perfected in us. Recently, I read the story of this soldier who during World War II, he was sent as part of the, towards the end of the war, he was sent to help free many of the survivors of the Holocaust camps. And he was in for surely what no one could have possibly imagine. But when he arrived, he came across this soldier. And this soldier, or not this soldier, this one of the prisoners there. And they had kind of perceived that he's been there for just a few weeks. He was new to the camp. And they began to talk to him, and this guy was just, he was different than all of the other people that were there. Of course, he could see how all the, he noted the effects of how slow starvation and all the effects that you could possibly just gruesome situation. And as he wrote about this man was different. He spoke several languages and he helped translate for the U.S. soldiers that were there working with them. And it began to just be a great connection for this soldier he met. And they began to talk to this soldier. And as he began to talk to him, he told his story for a moment. And he began to tell them that they later found out that this Jew who was so helpful and cheerful, they later found out that he had not been there for just a few weeks, but he had been there for 6 years. But yet he was just so joyful, he was so helpful, so servant-hearted, loving and kind. And they later discovered that when they came to arrest this man, when the Nazis came to arrest this man in his hometown in France, as they brought all the people before them, they were all gonna kill them all, but they pulled this man out from his family because he spoke German, and so they didn't kill him. But they killed all of his family, 5 children and his wife. And you would think that that would make him different. That would really darken his perspective. But he shared these words with this soldier that arrived, and he said, "Hate had just killed the 6 people who mattered to me in the world. And I decided then that I would spend the rest of my life, whether it was a few days or many years, loving every person I came in contact with." Isn't that the power of love? As Paul writes, love bears all things. Love endures all things, believes all things, hopes all things. And that's God's incredible love for you and I. And I just felt so impressed today. God wants you to experience his love for you. You might have heard about his love. You might have known about his love. But it's different when you experience his love. Somebody can tell you, "I love you." But when you see that love put on display and go to action for you, you realize, no, they really do love me. And that's what John said. God's love was revealed in this way, that God sent his only son as an atoning sacrifice for you and I. And can I just be the joyful reminder to you today that God loves you, that God has a plan for your life, that God did not create you to be a waste, that God did not create you without a purpose, that God crafted every fabric of your DNA to be used by him. Why? To love one another. I believe that the antidote to our world, the greatest thing our world has yet to see, is a people that say, you know what? We're going to love one another. What would happen? Jesus said, the world will know you are my disciples by how you love one another. What would happen if out of this room today flowed people full of God's love who went into their places of work, places of their lives, and love just flowed out of them? Instead of a hateful word, instead of talking negative, instead of something speaking down, instead just flowed love, because God is love and God wants that love to be shared. If God could love you and I and the messes that we were, then surely you and I, that same love that's perfected in us, can be shared with the world. And that's why God has created us, so that that love can be shed abroad. Every eye closed, I want to pray for you this morning. Lord, you are love today, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, today. Lord, may we never underestimate the power of love, that even in our rebellion, even in our stubbornness, even when we refuse to see you, Lord, love still chases down us, Lord. Thank you today, Father. Thank you, Lord, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Lord, today we don't want to just know love in our mind, Father. We want to experience your love, Lord. And we want to share that love with our world, Lord. For God so loved the world. Jesus, if you love this world, then Lord, we also ought to love the world, Lord. Help us, Jesus. God, use us, Father, to be full of your love, Lord. Help us to take your love to our neighbor, to our friend, to our family member. If your love could transform my life, Lord, I know it could transform our world. So, Lord, we thank you today, Father. Father, for that person this morning who is here today and questioning whether you love them, Father, I pray today like a rushing river, Lord, your love would just flow to them this morning, Lord, that they would begin to understand and experience, God, how much you truly love them, Lord. God, I pray today, let it be so, Father. Lord, we thank you today, Lord, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Are you thankful for God's love for you and I? Let's put our hands together and appreciate him.